You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Here are the big breaking developments of the week. First up, the German economy shrank unexpectedly in the first 3 months of this year, marking the second quarter of contraction that is one definition of recession. Data released Thursday by the Federal Statistical Office shows Germany's gross domestic product, or GDP, declined by 0.3% in the period from January to March. This follows a drop of 0.5% in Europe's biggest economy during the last quarter of 2022. Two consecutive quarters of contraction is a common definition of recession, though economists on the Euro Area Business Cycle Dating Committee use a broader set of data, including employment figures. Germany is one of the 20 countries that use the euro currency. Employment in the country rose in the first quarter and inflation has eased, but higher interest rates will keep weighing on spending and investment, said Franziska Palmes, senior Europe economist for Capital Economics. India is likely to receive normal monsoon rains in 2023, despite the likely emergence of the El Nino weather phenomenon, the Strait Run Weather Office said on Friday. That would make it the fifth straight year of normal or above normal summer rains that spur farm and overall economic growth in Asia's third biggest economy. The rains, which usually lash the southern tip of Kerala state around June 1st and retreat by September, are expected to total 96% of the long-term average this year, DS Pai, a senior official at the India Meteorological Department, told reporters. Moving on, India's strong credit demand and softening crude oil prices could buoy the economy, putting the South Asian country on course for a 6.5% expansion this fiscal year, according to a top advisor to the finance ministry. These indicators, together with an uptick in construction activity, may shield the economy from slower global growth and weather-related risks, Chief Economic Advisor V. Anantanageswaran said in an interview at his New Delhi office. Data next week is likely to show the economy expanded 7% in the year that ended March, according to Bloomberg estimates compiled on Thursday. While higher borrowing costs might have slowed some activity, India remains the world's fastest-growing major economy, outpacing China and drawing foreign inflows into the equity markets. In the economic survey, we said 6.5% is our baseline, with the downside risks more than the upside risks, and we maintained it in the April monthly economic report, said Nageswaran, who advises Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and is the lead author of the government's annual economic report card. Meanwhile, Ashwini Vaishnav, Communications and IT Minister, on Thursday said the government is concerned over the delay by Vodafone Idea in raising funds. The ailing telecom operator has not been able to get either equity infusion by the promoters or funding through investors. Of course, there's a concern because investment is supposed to come, and only after investment the company can revive. Everyone is concerned, Vaishnav told FE, adding that the government is constantly encouraging the promoters to invest in the firm. The government had in February converted Vodafone Idea's interest dues worth Rs 16,133 crore into equity, following assurance from the promoters that they will bring in fresh investments. Such hopes had brightened when Aditya Birla Group Chairman Kumar Mangalam Birla rejoined the company's board recently. However, Vodafone PLC, which holds a 32% stake in Vodafone Idea, last week did not indicate any fund infusion on its part in the ailing Indian venture in its FY23 earnings. This, according to analysts, has once again raised a question mark on the company's survival once the government's moratorium ends in FY26. And finally, the start of the 131-day exchange window for demonetized Rs 2,000 notes prompted mixed reactions, including modest queues and confusion at banks regarding required identification documents like PAN or Aadhaar. Interestingly, the process has also boosted sales in gold and real estate, further emphasizing the impact of the currency transition. Throngs of customers have flocked to jewelry stores to pay in cash for the precious metal. Some people are willing to pay a premium for the costly metal in order to get rid of their notes. A jeweler in Delhi's posh Green Park area had to lower the shutters due to heavy client traffic on Monday. And a similar incident also took place in a jewellery shop in Noida's GIP Mall. According to Bhushan Iyer of Swarna Maligai Jewellery at Adambakkam in Chennai, there was a 10% to 20% increase in the sale of jewellery since Saturday, and he anticipated the demand to remain high until September end. While many people have turned to gold to get rid of their notes, some have turned to land as an alternative. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.